Yeah, so we've been talking about this for a little while here. If you remember, a few months ago, we were looking for the biofuel blending obligation to be about 5.25 to 5.75 billion gallons for 26 and 27. What they came out with maybe a month and a half ago was a rumor number of 4.65 billion. So it was more than what we had already been doing, but it was significantly less than kind of our wish number. Well, today, about 9:30 this morning, so an hour and a half before the report came out, we got notice that the White House had completed their review of that EPA biofuel blending obligation proposal. And even though they didn't give us a number, it kind of hinted at the idea that it was going to be lower than what we were hoping for. So didn't tell us 4.65, but that is the expectation. You saw the bean oil flip from a penny higher to a penny lower. You saw the beans go from basically unchanged or even slightly higher to down 12 cents. They're starting to get some of that back as we go into the final hour of trade here. But that pressure bled over into the corn and the wheat markets immediately after the report came out. And we didn't really get a chance to kind of take advantage of maybe that slightly friendly nature that I was talking about when it came to the corn and wheat side.